From the CBS 2 newsroom, I'm Ryan Baker with your top stories on this Wednesday, April 24th. The shooting death of Chicago police officer Luis Huesca is being classified as in the line of duty. CPD made the announcement on what would have been his 31st birthday. The investigation continues into the murder of Officer Huesca early Sunday morning in Gage Park. There's a visitation set for this coming Sunday with a public service on Monday. Attorneys for the family of Dexter Reed, the man shot and killed by Chicago police during a March traffic stop, are expected to discuss new information in the case later this morning. They claim to have a significant development. They're also demanding that Mayor Brandon Johnson and CPD disband tactical units like the one that pulled Reed over. A bill that could potentially ban TikTok is heading to President Biden's desk. It passed in the Senate last night. The legislation gives TikTok 270 days to part ways with Chinese company ByteDance and find a new owner, or the widely popular site will be removed from U.S. app stores. The package also includes federal aid to Ukraine, Israel, and Taiwan. There's a pause today in the hush money trial of former President Donald Trump. Yesterday, former National Enquirer publisher David Pecker testified he suppressed stories that could have hurt Trump's 2016 run for the presidency. The judge also heard arguments about Trump possibly violating a gag order by posting about the trial on social media, but did not immediately issue a ruling. Employees, vendors, and customers were all surprised when grocery chains Foxtrot and Dom's abruptly closed all of its stores. The sudden shutdown impacts two Dom's Market locations in Lincoln Park and Old Town and 33 Foxtrots across Chicago, Texas, and D.C. It comes less than 6 months after the two specialty stores merged. Oberweis Dairy may have found a potential buyer days after the company filed for bankruptcy protection. Yesterday, the dairy company announced the founder of local company Dutch Farms is putting in a bid to buy all of its operating assets. Oberweis hopes to complete the sale in late June. You might have to turn up the thermostat inside as temps turn cooler today. Highs will reach the upper 40s. A freeze warning goes into effect late tonight through Thursday morning. For CBS News Chicago, I'm Ryan Baker.